U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. Now she's very keen on observing the State Department now that she's outside the building and its conduct. The State Department is part of the puzzle. The other part is Homeland Defense for an organization, ICE, that is doing the direction of the President of the United States to turn its attention to those in this country without documents who are criminals or alleged criminals or have conducted themselves in an unacceptable fashion these many years of coming here and taking advantage of America's institutions. And Mary, the puzzle for me is this was part of the campaign. The vote was a majority. The president is well established as a man who speaks about migrants and the undocumented are not welcome, especially if they are miscreants in any fashion. And yet these sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, defiance, where does it go, Mary? Is it just partisanship or does it have some basis in fact that we can't turn out people who've come here and broken laws or alleged to have broken laws?
Well, border security is essential to our national security. It has taken on a new focus and intensity under President Trump at the urging of his advisor, Stephen Miller. And the administration has been very successful in closing our borders, John, and ICE is a big part of that. It's not just ICE, however, that's working the problem. You have sections of DHS counterterrorism teams and others who have been assigned to stop the flow of illegals. And it is largely welcomed, too, John, by the legal immigrants who suffered through the, 10 years or more of trying to get citizenship the proper way and don't like the fact that you have people that were just walking over the border in the prior administration. As for sending, federal agents into American cities, there are, limits on that. The president enjoys more authority in the District of Columbia than he does in, say, the state of Illinois. And so there's certainly a security element, but there's also a part of a political element, political posturing here as well. And I think the Republican Party sees this as a great issue because when Americans are polled, they say that they want better security. It's one of their top items. And so I think there's also a domestic political calculation there by the administration to try to push for, federal troops in jurisdictions that they wouldn't typically deploy in.
Migration is also a burning issue in Europe. It's unsolved at the EU. It's unsolved at the UK. This is not particular to the Trump administration. Is that a measure, Mary, that America needs to take into account, that this is a global phenomenon of migration, especially from the global south?
Well, certainly that's true. I mean, you saw the great out-migration from Syria when that nation's civil war started, and the nations of Europe, particularly places like Germany and Sweden, had a very, very tough time integrating those populations and saw, an uptick in some pretty horrible crimes. It's a compliment in a way, kind of a backward way that people want to go to the nations of Europe and to the United States. They view it as a safer, more prosperous place. And that's true. The challenge is that in order to really not just to secure the border, but to promote legal immigration, you've got to tackle that legal system, right, to encourage people to come legally. And that's the step that the nations of the West just really resist, because you don't get elected to high office saying, hey, I'm going to reform the immigration system. You get elected saying, I'm going to make you safer and I'm going to give you, tax breaks and I'm going to give you all these things, right? That's kind of the way in recent years. You don't really get elected by saying you're going to tackle, obscure immigration practices. But ultimately, I think that's what has to be done if we want to get serious about, a more sustainable solution to these flows of people.
Mary Kissel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.